Welcome to STC Sheffield's Summer Podcast Reboot. This week's podcasts were originally published in Vision Week in autumn 2019. Welcome to the STC Foundations Podcast. This year, as part of our Grow project, we're focusing on the Book of Acts and the New Testament letters. If this podcast is a help to you, why not pass the link on?
Thursday the 7th of November. Hi everyone, it's Mick here and welcome to Thursday's podcast in Vision Week at STC. Our vision for 2020 is Join Us for the Better Life. And this week we're considering how our 24/7 busy lives are radically and practically changed as we engage with this better life that Jesus calls us to. Yesterday, money. Today, a reflection on work. Work. It can be defined in many ways, but perhaps the following two definitions are the most common. First, work, a physical or mental effort directed towards doing or making something. Secondly, work is paid employment at a job or a trade or occupation or profession. Quite clinical, aren't they, these definitions? However we define it, we spend most of our waking time engaged in work in some way. Here's some facts for you to bless your day. We will spend around 90,000 hours at work in an average lifetime. That's over 3,500 days. I think that's so good to know when at the end of a long day at work, as we travel home, we can say to ourselves, another day gone, only 2,413 to go. Well, I hope that little fact helps you and your working day zoom along. Seriously, if we spend so much time at work, how can the better life of Jesus bring change to the working life I engage with every single day? Well, read on. St. Paul had some wise words to say about work. Remember, he was part-time tent maker as well as an amazing theologian and church planter. So he did know what he was talking about. Here's what he said to the church in Colossae. This is Colossians chapter 3, verses 23 to 25 from the NIV Bible. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters. Since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. A few weeks ago on the Grow Project, we considered our calling as disciples of Jesus. And let me remind you again of these words in the introduction to that module. It said this. One of our key teachings at STC is that of identity and purpose. A phrase we use to describe this is, who are you and what do you do? These two questions are so fundamental in our walk as disciples of Jesus, his apprentices. For many, our identity is often found in what we do, in what we have, and what other people think of us. As his disciples, our identity and calling is found in Jesus and becoming like him. This is our true calling. Work is such an important part of our lives, and we often think of work just as a means to an end, to get what we need so we can do what we want. Our workplaces are often overlooked when we think of our calling. That's from the introduction to that module. As a disciple of Jesus, I've found such a release in understanding the difference between my occupation, the work that I do, and my vocation, the godly calling upon my life. And in my own life, since becoming a Christian all those years ago, my paid occupation changed from working in industry to being ordained and then working in the church. However, my vocation has never changed. It doesn't depend on ordination. I am still a child of God, whether I work in industry or the church, and I'm looking to live out his better life every day, also whether I'm paid for it or not. You see, my work may change, perhaps a new career or maternity leave or being a homemaker or full-time carer, the list goes on. Indeed, we may have times in our life when we have no paid work or times when we retire from paid work. However, we always have a kingdom calling to fulfill. You see, disciples of Jesus are never left unemployed. Periods of unpaid work just give us more time for kingdom work. That's a good way of looking at it. Knowing this distinction between occupation and vocation can be a great release and enable us to see sharing our faith as being a natural overflow of who I am. That's my vocation. Rather than a task I must grip my teeth and fulfill, kind of a religious occupation. Witness at work can be as simple as a friendly smile, a gentle encouragement, a genuine thank you, a get well soon card, a home baked cake, especially on a Monday morning, the first morning back after the weekend, to have a homemade cake on your desk. Wow, what a blessing. You see, our workplaces can be the best place to share God's love. Just imagine this. If you weren't there in your workplace, who would bring the presence of heaven to your colleagues? Again, a reminder from the Grow module on calling. The church generally has lost confidence in its ability to witness. We have been told a lie that nobody wants to listen to our God story anymore. It's not true. People do want to listen. Tricia and I are Christians because someone told us their God story. It was somebody in my workplace who started the thing going. They witnessed to us, and the rest is history. It works. Let me finish this reflection today with that reading from Colossians 3, but from the Message translation, verses 23 to 24. Do your best. Work from the heart for your real master, for God, confident that you'll get paid in full when you come into your inheritance. Keep in mind always that the ultimate master you're serving is Christ. A prayer for today. Lord Jesus, thank you for my occupation, the gift of work, the opportunity to use my gifts and skills to, in some way, make a difference. And thank you for my vocation, my heavenly calling to be your child. I rejoice in them both today. Amen.
Song we could ever sing, worthy of all the praise we could ever bring, worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name, Jesus, the only one who could ever save, worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you, oh, we live for you. Holy, there is no one like you, there is none beside. It is a tears.